Joshua Harris talking about the fact that he's willing to be put on leave and even resign from his pastorate at Covenant Life Church. You know something? Here's the thing. There is a lot of, well, I can't say this because of the lawsuit. I can't say this because of the lawsuit. In my opinion, he should tell the truth, irrespective of any civil trial or liability the church might face. Because if Covenant Life Church and Sovereign Grace Ministries are guilty of covering up sex abuse, then so be it. Tell the truth and let justice be served. If you have to sell the building and every stick of furniture to provide restitution to the families of those victims, then that's what you need to do, because that's the right thing to do. Don't hide behind something that Joshua said yesterday. We need to be good stewards of what God has provided. You need to love your neighbor first. You need to love your neighbor first. If you're covering up sex abuse, and I'm not saying that he did, we'll let that all come out in the evidence in the trial. I want to be very sure that I say that. But if you did, or if anybody did, like Grant Lehman said he did, if you are in the situation where you covered up sex abuse, then you need to pay the consequences. If you put the church at risk financially, that was a choice you made. And not being forthcoming now to insulate you from civil liability is not honoring and exalting to God. It's despicable. People should matter to us more than our stuff, more than our buildings and our pews and our power and our money and our influence. And if they don't, we're not worthy to name the name of Jesus Christ. It's that serious. It's that important. It's that much a matter of integrity.